There's enough seats out there that are up for grabs, I think, this year. There's about 17 seats that are up for grabs. They're all held by Republicans that are trying to defend those seats that the Democrats are trying to go with. So they need to win more than half of those in order to take a majority. The problem that they have is that only about 10 are open seats, 7 are against current incumbents. It's tough to beat current incumbents. And the seats that are open, a lot of them are in areas that are very Republican, areas like or areas that Trump is doing very well in. Northern Michigan, Macomb County, you've got about 6 seats in those areas alone. Those are going to be tough for the Democrats to pick up. I mean, there should be opportunities, but I think it's too early to tell yet. But, you know, I think there's a couple that'll probably switch just because there's areas that in presidential years that turn out much more Democrat voters, that Republicans win in gubernatorial years. Democrats win in the presidential years. I think a couple of those are going to switch already. But can the Democrats pick up, you know, beyond 2 or 3 seats? I don't know at this point in time. It's really too early.
Dennis Deno, what's your take?
Well, I think if you look at it 2 years ago, the problem the Democrats had in the Michigan House was a low voter turnout, especially in Oakland and Macomb County. I assume that's not going to be a problem this year. I don't know if they can pick up 9 seats. But, you know, both the Democrats and the Republicans in the Michigan House have fielded good candidates and have done a good job raising money.
We will pass along one update from the Ingham County clerk. We've got 27 of 118 precincts reporting, and we've got numbers here on the board for both the prosecuting attorney's race in Ingham County and the sheriff's race. Right now, the prosecuting attorney candidates, Carol Seaman with a comfortable lead, 13,461, to Billy O'Berry's 7,994. Again, 27 of 118 precincts. That's 22% of all of them. And with the similar number of precincts reporting, Democrat Scott Rigglesworth leading Republican Eric Trajanowicz for the sheriff's race, 13,347 to 8,370. We'll keep an eye on both of those. Those are both on our short list of elections to watch. My first election is a fascinating effort here in the Michigan State University Department of Journalism here to show journalism students here at MSU a real-world experience in a incredible newsroom that has just launched. We want to welcome Jeremy Steele, a journalism professor here at Michigan State. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you.
3-year veteran at the Lansing State Journal, not too awful long ago. Jamie Bozak of Lansing is a junior at Michigan State. What have you seen today, Jeremy? What's it like working in this atmosphere in this brand new facility?
Well, it's exciting to be back in a working newsroom for starters, and not just a classroom, which can also be exciting, but in different ways. I think the thing that I'm most excited about is to see the passion in all these young journalists' eyes, not only in journalism, but in seeing how kind of civic government works and the role that they can have and their peers can have in an election like this.
Jamie, what have you done today?
Today I've been working. We had about 70 beginning journalists go to different polling locations in East Lansing, where they compiled data about who people are voting for and why they're voting for that person. And we've been writing stories in the newsroom as all the data comes in, and writing stories to just like have people know what the campus voters are voting.
Very good. Sounds like you're having a good time. You both got rabbit ears on here as we talk on the radio here. Elephant and donkey, that's it.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. We got a Republican, we got a Democrat.
We've got to have balance.
Jeremy Steele, Jamie Bozak, thank you. Have a good time tonight.
Thank you.
That's the latest here from our end. We're going to go back to NPR right now, and we'll hook back up with you at 9:55, 90.5 WKAR.